There's this video on YouTube you have to see. It opens with a guy dressed as a military general who also has all these insect-like arms protruding from the front of his uniform, like some creature from a cheesy 1950s sci-fi movie. He's supposed to be a spiny water flea.
These are our opportunities to fulfill our species' destiny and colonize these new lakes and make them our rightful homes!
About midway through, the scene switches to this bizarre, almost psychedelic sequence with a lot of dancing and maniacal laughing.
Hi, spiny water fleas. We should be everywhere and eat as much as we can. Forget the fish and the fishermen!
There's no other way to say it. The 7-minute video is weird. But its creator, Tim Campbell, says that's kind of the point.
On social media, people like to share really kind of crazy, weird, out there things.
Campbell is an aquatic invasive species outreach specialist at the University of Wisconsin Sea Grant Institute. He's trying to raise awareness about the spiny water flea. Right now, they've got about 1,800 views.
We're not viral. We're not Charlie Bit My Finger yet, which is kind of a bummer. But the response has actually been really good.
The spiny water flea is an invasive species, hence the military metaphor. It's about the width of a pinky nail, and it has a long spiny tail and all these arms it uses to catch and kill its prey, which is other little crustaceans and zooplankton. Jake Walsh studies them at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
It looks almost like a tiny alien velociraptor-looking hybrid.
Because they're so spiny, Walsh says, they're like Velcro. They stick to everything. So the mini crustacean found its way into the Great Lakes by hitching a ride on some transatlantic cargo ships years ago. And despite its size, it has the potential to wreak havoc on the ecosystem by disrupting the food chain and eating other animals that keep the algae at bay.
All the lakes will be ours and part of our forever expanding manifest destiny!
Weird imagery and music aside, the video is peppered with a lot of facts about the little flea. And like any good public service announcement, it ends with a call to action, a plea to boaters to clean, dry, and drain their boats. The hope is that'll help slow the species' spread into inland lakes and tributaries.
Please don't spread the spiny water fleas. We can do it now.
Walsh says the video does have a lot of good, accurate information, but they got one fact totally wrong.
It's not like invasive species are doing those things on purpose. They're just coming here fulfilling biological functions.
For Walsh, personifying animals can be problematic. It's not objective to demonize a species, but it might be the only way to get people to care. In the Great Lakes, there are so many other, bigger, flashier non-native species, like Asian carp that literally leap into boats, zebra mussels that blanket the lake bottom, or sea lamprey that suck the life from fish like an aquatic vampire. With all that competition for attention, the spiny water flea could use an edge. So Walsh says, though he might not totally agree with the method, he gets that maybe the best way to reach people is by wrapping the subject matter in silliness and putting it on YouTube. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk in Rochester.